From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah. Yes, what a wonderful day. Y'all look out there.
And enjoy that sunshine if you can today, because it's not going to last through the weekend. Our weather expert says a period of wet weather is on its way. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, who always explains why the forecast is what it is. Today, we're also going to hear from him about the lack of good weather information in the cockpit on most commercial flights, which can be quite dangerous. First, Cliff, let's hear the forecast. I understand it is going downhill.
But not yet. Let me give the important football and baseball forecast for this afternoon. And it looks great. This is going to be a perfect fall day. Sunny skies, temperatures up to mid-upper 60s. You couldn't have a better day for any outdoor activity, so enjoy it. Now, the problem is there's an upper-level trough that's pushing down along the coast, and that's going to cause the weather to degrade. Now, tomorrow, there'll be a lot of clouds, I'm afraid, but in the morning, I would say 30 to 40% chance of showers extending into the afternoon, and the chance of showers should increase later in the day. So quite a bit of clouds, highs in the lower 60s, some scattered showers, and by the end of the day, I think most people will see something. Not a lot of heavy rain, but some showers. So going downhill on Saturday. Now, Saturday night, I think there's a good chance of rain. And then Sunday will be an improving situation. The upper level trough is going to go a little bit south of us. And I think we'll see on Sunday a break, especially in the afternoon. The sun coming out and temperatures getting into the mid-60s. The only negative will probably be on the western slopes of the Cascades, where there's probably a 50% chance of showers. So keep that in mind. Monday looks like a great day. Sun coming back, temperatures moving back up to the mid-60s. So there's a mini ridge that comes over. And then next week, there's a series of disturbances, fronts and troughs. And I think that Monday night, the rain's going to come back into Tuesday. So Monday will be okay, but then it'll be showery next week.
I did see some little thunderbolts in some of my weather forecast icons. Are we going to have thunder showers tomorrow?
Well, there'll be showers. There could be a few thunder showers embedded in that, but I don't think that's going to be a big issue. And even when we have thunder showers around here, they tend to be one bolt wonders with not much lightning.
Thunder showers are on my mind because you wrote a blog this week about the lack of good weather viewing technology in the cockpit and the fact that commercial pilots now often have less weather info than some of the passengers on their aircraft. This can be a particular problem when it comes to thunderstorms.
That's right. It is a tremendous irony and kind of unfortunate that up until now, the people in the back of the plane who are on Wi-Fi and have a pad or a laptop often have much better weather information than the pilots that are running the flight. Right now, there's a huge amount of weather information on the internet. Virtually all the radar, satellite pictures, models, you can get anything on the internet. And now, when we have Wi-Fi and aircraft, you can see it all, virtually everything, in amazing detail. The problem is, pilots have been prevented from getting at this data. Some airlines have prevented the pilots from using the Wi-Fi at all, or they've limited their ability to look at weather information when they're flying the aircraft. And this has resulted in some very unfortunate incidents. And one of the most well-known is the JetBlue flight that hit some thunderstorms over South Dakota during August. This flight went right into a thunderstorm. And there was severe turbulence, which we expect with thunderstorms. The plane got pushed up and down several Gs, and a number of the people on the plane, including a flight attendant, were seriously hurt, and about 20 people ended up in the hospital. This is not the first time this has happened, that a flight goes right into a thunderstorm or into a dangerous situation. And over the United States, we have tremendous radar. There's no reason to go into thunderstorms or these severe events, and something has to change.
But don't the aircraft have weather radar, and why isn't that good enough?
Well, that's true, Bellamy. Virtually all major commercial flights, they have a weather radar on the plane, but these radars are not very good. They don't have that much power. They only can see close by. So they may be okay for short-term tactical decisions to go around that individual cell, but they're no good for strategic decisions to decide 15 minutes out or 10 minutes out where they're going to go, and that's crucial. Also, the radar on the planes can't see behind the echoes. That's why you have to use the national network of radars to make the strategic decision that will keep the people safe on that flight.
It sounds like some improvements are on the way.
That's right. Fortunately, a number of the airlines, including JetBlue, have changed their mind. The FAA is starting to be a little bit more helpful. And so there's been a series of announcements the last week or two in which airlines are starting to allow pilots to see state-of-the-art weather information. And just for our local airline, I've talked to people here, very high management, Alaska Airlines, and they're dedicated to giving their pilots real-time weather information when they're in flight.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk on Skype every week at this time. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org, where you can also pledge your support for this programming. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.